AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. According to the National Weather Service, the blizzard threatening the eastern United States today could rank near the top 10 to ever hit the region. Weather Service Director Louis Uccellini.
It is setting up to affect the entire mid-Appalachian region through the mid-Atlantic to New York City, Long Island, and extreme southern New England, with the potential of a very heavy snowfall.
AP science writer Seth Borenstein says this is not a storm that will hit quickly and move on.
This is a weekend storm, which is actually a good thing. This will keep the cost down, although they still expect this to be a billion-dollar-plus storm.
As food and supplies vanish from store shelves, five states and the District of Columbia declared states of emergency ahead of this slow-moving system. Schools and government offices decided to close on Friday. The federal government at noon. Thousands of flights have been canceled. In New York, Deputy Parks Commissioner Liam Cavanaugh says the annual Winter Jam Snow Party in Central Park is off.
Snow itself wouldn't be a problem. It's the wind and the blizzard conditions that are predicted for Saturday, particularly right, you know, at the height of the event and the aftermath that made us make this decision.
Forecasters say people should expect high winds, a storm surge, and inland flooding from Delaware to New York. In California, Governor Jerry Brown is urging lawmakers in his State of the State address to find a permanent source of funding to maintain roads, bridges, and other infrastructure.
You're not going to hear me talk about new programs today. Rather, I'm going to focus on how we pay for the commitments we already have.
The leader of an armed group that's occupying a wildlife refuge in eastern Oregon has spoken by phone with the FBI, and there are plans to communicate again today. The standoff over federal land policies is nearing the three-week mark. This is AP Radio News. A judge's comments could bring an abrupt end to a New York trial over defective ignitions in General Motors cars.
The trial was expected to help set parameters for hundreds of lawsuits against General Motors over cars with faulty ignition switches. But barely a week into the proceeding, the judge declared the trial almost worthless as a settlement tool. Judge Jesse Furman made his comment after numerous holes were shown in the claims of Robert Scheuer. The Oklahoma man said he suffered multiple injuries when the airbags in his 2003 Saturn failed to deploy in a 2014 crash. The judge urged both sides to think long and hard about whether they really want to present the case to a jury or just leave it to him to rule. Warren Levinson, New York.
The video of this song, Adele's Hello,
Hello, How Are You,
has become the fastest to reach 1 billion views on YouTube. It did it in 87 days, breaking the 158-day record held by Psy's Gangnam Style. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.